Hey, Jason John Cowart here, Next Gen Pastor at New Covenant Church in Longview, Texas. And this is a podcast called Thoughts, where I highlight and discuss a thought or an idea or something God shows me over the course of the day. And I'd love to hear what you think. So let's continue the conversation on Facebook or Instagram at Jason John Cowart, or you can visit wearencc.com or jasonjohncowart.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you so much for listening. Be blessed. So I have this new puppy named Bree, and she's a British lab, and I gotta tell you, she is awesome. I've waited so long to have a lab, and so I'm so glad to have her. My only issues with her right now are that she chews up literally everything in sight, which is kind of like a lab thing, but she kind of smells funny too. Now, according to my wife, she smells bad, but whatever. One of the things, though, I really love about dogs is how excited they are to see you. I mean, they jump and they wag their tails and they just go nuts, but they can really sense when you aren't happy as well. And if they do something bad and you have to chastise them, they get really sad. I mean, I don't know about other dogs because all I've ever had was labs, but labs pout like crazy. I think, though, a lot of times we're kind of like Bree. We feed off people around us. We rise and fall with their moods, and we feed off that energy. And when they're mad at us, we get upset. And when they're happy with us, well, it makes our day. And, I mean, a part of this, I think, is just plain old human emotion. But Satan would really love to take advantage of this to control your life. He wants you on that roller coaster of emotion whereby you make your decisions and you receive your identity from how people around you feel and how their emotions affect yours. When we live our lives by what other people think about us, we're going to get hurt. Emotions are terrible things to live by, and emotions will never tell you what's really going on. Is that to say that emotions are bad? Well, of course not. I mean, God gave us emotions. In fact, God has emotions, but emotions should never dictate our next step. They should always point us to our next steps. Emotions are a guide to help us respond appropriately, how God wants us to respond, not the response themselves. And really the danger of living and dying by the emotional energy we get from people is twofold. First, we begin to develop our identity from it. And I mean, if you develop your identity from the roller coaster of emotions in and around you, you're never going to be secure in who you are. I mean, our identity can only be found in Jesus. And then second, when we live by the affirmation or by the denial even that we get from others, then we're elevating that opinion above what God says about us. I mean, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 has a lot to say about that, so you should read that. But emotions, they're not bad, and we do need affirmation. But we have to be sure that we use emotions properly and that we get affirmation from the right source. I mean, when both of these things are centered around and received from God, then we're able to correctly interpret the world around us, and we're really better able to be more comfortable in who God says we are. So if you would, just take a moment right now and speak to God. Ask the Holy Spirit to really help you properly use your emotions. Ask Him to help you receive affirmation from the right source. Ask God to show you what He thinks about you, what He says about you. I mean, you don't have to rise and fall with this emotional energy in and around you. You can get off that roller coaster and really begin to walk on the solid ground of who God says you are.